As protests intensified Monday, a number of top political and military figures announced they were deserting President Saleh. Former allies of the president also expressed outrage about violence against the mostly young protesters, which left scores dead and wounded Friday. General Ali Mohsen al-Ahmar, head of the 1st Armored Division, announced he was supporting the protesters and that he had deployed troops in the capital to protect them. He says that Yemen is falling into an utter state of crisis that is threatening its political existence. He argues that the chaos is the result of a leadership unwilling to govern within the framework of the law and the Constitution and marginalizes public opinion. Despite numerous defections, however, Defense Minister Mohammed Nasser Ahmed went on state TV to announce that the military would remain loyal to President Saleh. He insists that the Yemeni military supports President Saleh, that its officers will uphold their oaths to defend legality and legitimacy, and will not tolerate any military coup. Al Jazeera TV reported that dozens of military commanders had pledged to support the protest movement, while several top ministers and members of the president's ruling party resigned. Yemeni ambassadors to at least 7 countries, including Saudi Arabia, have also resigned. Yemeni Health Minister Abdelkarim Ridda captured the mood of public outrage, demanding that those responsible for Friday's violence against protesters be punished. He says he strongly condemns the bloody attacks which have moved the hearts of all Yemenis. He adds that he is calling on judicial authorities to hold a public trial of those responsible for the violence. Yemen Post newspaper editor-in-chief Hakim al-Masmari says the military defections from President Saleh's camp indicate that his government is on the verge of collapse.
Right now, it's game over for Saleh, and we predict the end of this regime in the next 24 hours. That's our feeling, 24 hours, it won't go past that. 90% of the period will be in the hands of the revolution before nightfall.
Another top analyst in Sana'a, who asked that his name not be used for safety reasons, said that the situation in the capital was electric and that many people believe the government is about to collapse. But this analyst says it is not clear what or who will fill the vacuum. Hakim al-Masmari, however, thinks that President Saleh could be preparing to hand over power to the Yemeni military so he can step down peacefully. He questions, however, if that solution will meet the approval of opposition parties or the protest movement. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.